Hi, my name is Deborah, and welcome to this morning yoga practice. It's time to energize and wake up the body. Let's start in a comfortable cross-legged position. And if you'd like to, grab a pillow, a blanket, or a block and sit it under your knees or your buttocks. Take in a nice breath and feel your body energy rise up to the sky. We're going to start to breathe deeply in and out through the nose and waken up your spine. Oh, that's great. So each time you inhale, feel your body energize. And every time you exhale, release tension from your body. All right, you're doing great job. So energize every part of who you are. Exhale and release. One more inhale and exhale. Okay, so let's find a little more movement for the body, kind of energizing and spicing up the body. Energize and reach up through the fingertips. Expand your heart. Give yourself a loving hug and then let your arms reach out to the sides. Arms go up, reach for the sky. Bend your elbows, give yourself a hug, and then reach out to the sides. Again, reach up, spread the fingers wide like the rays of the morning sun. Give yourself another beautiful, gentle hug. Oh, doesn't that feel good? And then reach out right and left. Let those arms float down gently beside you. We're going to move ourselves into a hands and knees position. All right, so maneuver your body over, get lengthwise on your mat, place your hands right up under your shoulders, wiggle your hips, and place those knees into the mat with the hips right above the knees. You can keep your toes curled under or tops of the feet on the mat, whatever feels great for you today. You're doing a great job. Hey, you're here and you're moving and you're breathing, and that's what really counts. Enjoy those breaths in and out through the nose and start to feel some movement around the hips, around the belly area. So we're going to wake up and lengthen the body. All right, get ready to move and groove. Okay, go ahead and curl your toes under and start to straighten your legs. Let's begin to pedal the feet for our first downward facing dog. It's early, so be kind to your hamstrings. Oh, keep that soft bend and just find a little movement. Just rocking from right to left, feeling the weight shift around into your hands, your toes, pedaling your feet, rocking your hips. So go ahead and straighten the legs a little bit more. Let's push your hips back. Take a breath in through your nose. And as you exhale, let those heels yearn for the earth. Finding a little strength here, we're going into plank pose. So draw your body forward, shoulders over hands, push into the back heels, and bend your knees. Let your knees gently come down to the mat. So from here, we're going to bring the head forward, bending the elbows and rolling down from knees to thighs, belly, chest down to the mat. Take a nice inhale, exhale. Feel some energy coming into and across your shoulders. How's that? Does that feel good? Good job. All right, prepare for cobra and gently rise up through the crown of your head. Getting some length in that spine, some strength in that back. This is so good for your back. Keep the back of your neck long and keep your elbows hugging back as you take another deep breath in. Exhale and press up into a high cobra if that feels good and safe for your spine. And then shift back to child's pose. So hips go to heels, length from hands to hips, get long through the sides of your body, inhale and come back to hands and knees. Curl your toes under for another downward facing dog. Breathing in, exhale, draw those hips back. One more breath. Oh, feel your head come between your arms. We're going to slowly walk our feet to the front of the mat. So the hands are still on the mat. Take little steps up from your feet, with your feet to the top of the mat. And once your feet get close to your hands, bend your knees, take a little bounce, and maybe let your hips rock side to side, okay? So make your way back to center, feel nice and balanced through the legs, and roll your body up. Stack your spine as you rise and unfurl. Oh, feel like a fern in the floor of the forest, just reaching up and uncurling to greet the day. Look up like you're looking up through the canopy of overhead trees. Maybe let the chin come up a bit. Let your shoulder blades melt down your back. The weight of your arms helping you to open up that heart space. Doesn't that feel good? Oh, you're doing great. Relax your arms, bend your elbows, and just bring your hands gratefully over your heart space and find your vertical alignment. We're back in mountain pose. Doesn't it feel good to root down into the energy of the earth and just draw that energy up into your body? Doesn't it feel good to feel the crown of your head being lifted like a sunflower being pulled up to the sun? What a wonderful way to start the day. Swallow, pay attention to the throat, the chest, your tongue, the back of your throat, and again, your breathing up the nose to the brow. And exhale. This time as you inhale, lift your arms up and then folding forward on the exhale, hinging at the hips, pressing down through the feet, and then rising, leading with the arms, the chest, arms up, and hands return to heart center. Two more. Breathe in, lift up, rise, reach, exhale, dive forward, touch the earth, grow long through your spines, hands to your shins, exhale, fold over your lovely legs, press down through your feet, and one more time, inhale, lift. Find length from the feet to the hands and hands to heart. Exhale, lower the hands down through the center of your body. Stand in your gratitude. All right? Last time, half sun salutation. Inhale, arms do it up. Oh, exhale, fold. I love these sun salutations, don't you? Feel the energy flowing down from hips to your head, and inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands back to your heart. I know your hamstrings are open, so let's move through a couple of warrior poses. Open your feet really wide there in the middle of your mat. Your feet are wide. Open the arms. Make sure those arms are in line with your arms. Turn your left toes towards the front of your mat. Take a deep breath and let the right heel push back so that your back heel is in line with your front heel. Make sure your arms are in line with your shoulders. Inhale, straighten your legs. Exhale, sink that left knee. Oh, that feels good. Sink deep into your warrior. Go as deep as it feels great and best for you. Draw the belly in, tailbone down, and actively reach through your arms. Feel the extension of your heart, spreading your arms wide, resting on an invisible column of a wall of energy that runs across the surface of the earth. Now we're going to tilt forward towards over your left knee, bend that left arm, bring it down to the thigh, and let the back arm come up and over. Oh, what a beautiful side angle. Oh, keep bending deep into that left knee. Taking your breath. Take an inhale and make your way back into Warrior Two and straighten. Relax your arms. take a few steps. I know your quads are really working, building strength. Let's do the other side. All right, so now you're wide-legged, right leg in front, right toes pointed forward, left heel cocked away, and again, reach out the arms in line with the legs, shoulders, bending the right knee, sink deep. There you go, exhale and hold. Draw the belly in, tailbone down, and if it feels good, gaze over the front fingertips. Press down over the back edge of your left foot and begin to revolve towards that right knee. Bend the right elbow, rest the forearm on the right thigh, and let that left arm come up over as you press into the outside of the left leg. Find length from the middle finger of the left arm down the body all the way to the pinky toe of the left leg. And take a breath as you rise back to Warrior Two and relax your arms. Bring your legs together and let your toes turn in. Heels out and push the knees forward towards the big toe. Sink down in the hips and tuck your tail. Lift your arms up in front and push the arms so that the shoulder blades go down your back. The collarbones widen, the chest lifts, the belly button pulls in and up, and you're seated in your pigeon-toed, knees touching, seated lightning bolt. Feel the lightning energy in the fingertips coming down into the body, all the way zigzagging through and shooting into the earth. Your body is energized, powerful. And inhale, stand up straight, bend your elbows, palms touch, coming back to stand. Oh, press through your feet. Mountain pose. Let's sweep the arms up slowly, 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 slowly. Intertwine the fingers. Point the index finger and make your hands like a living flame. Bring the biceps beside your ears and roll open through the armpits across the upper body, the upper torso. Feel those shoulder blades melting towards one another and down your back. Pull the belly button in and up. Feel the warmth and energy radiating out from your inner hearth, your solar plexus, your inner sunshine glowing and warming your body from within. And then separate your hands and twirl your hands at the wrists, twirling, twirling as the hands and arms softly float down like leaves falling from a tree, like the little pine cone seeds twirling down to the earth, down, down, down. Point your fingers straight down. Feel the energy in the world around you and the energy pulsing through your body. Oh, you did a great job today. Thank you so much for showing up and for doing this morning yoga practice with me. My name is Deborah, and it gives me great pleasure to share some of my time and my yoga practice with you. I wish you the best day. Namaste every day. Welcome to the Inner Ear Yoga. Today we'll talk about affectionate breathing. First, sit in a comfortable position. Notice any tension or discomfort that you may feel in your body and release it. Begin to notice your breath flowing in and out. As you do that, bring a loving awareness to the physical sensations of breathing. Notice that with every breath in, You are nourishing your body, and with every breath out, you are soothing your body. Place your hand over your heart so that you feel the warmth of your hand against your chest. Breathe gently and deeply while focusing on the warmth of your hand over your heart. Breathe in while welcoming a sense of ease, safety, and goodness. Use this time to remember a moment when you felt safe, loved, and cherished with a friend, partner, or pet. Let the warm feelings from that moment wash over you. Now visualize a compassionate friend as you sit in your comfortable position and you're focusing on the gentle rhythm of your breath. You can rest your hands in your lap or any comfortable place beside you, or keep one hand over the heart and perhaps another on the abdomen. Feel your breath as an anchor for this practice. Feel the warmness of your experience and imagine that you are in your own safe place, somewhere you feel relaxed and protected. Imagine a welcomed visitor coming to your safe place, someone you know, or even an imaginary friend. So now bring a worry or a concern you have to mind and then share that thought with your compassionate friend. Notice how it feels to share. Imagine your visitor responding with just what you need to hear right now. Notice the lightness that you feel. Notice anything that may have shifted and how you relate to your worry or concern now. And when you are done sharing, imagine your friend kindly leaving. Feel comfortable taking your place here in your seat. Continue breathing for as long as you like, noticing the feeling and the sensation of wellness that's coming into your body and the sensation of tension leaving your body with each exhale. Focus on an image of serenity. A smooth surface of a pond will do. Keep your eyes closed. Breathe in through your nose if possible and out through your nose or your mouth. Thank you for practicing today with Inner Ear Yoga. My name is Deborah Tudor. Namaste.